would sing that song 158 in the red hymnals, 158. Something new for us today.
Yes.
And so we come with expectant hearts, not just in this hour, but Lord, through this day, that we would look to you, the living word, and that you would show yourself, Lord, in new and fresh ways, Lord, that we've not recognized before, that we've not dwelt upon before, but Lord, today that we would see you, that you would exalt yourself in our eyes and in our minds and in our hearts, Lord, become greater to us this day, and more real to us today.
Jesus.
And so, Lord, this is our desire. This is our prayer. We know it is your desire. You desire today, Lord, to come.
Yes.
Desire to in power and in might, dear God, that we would see you more clearly.
Yes.
So let it be this day, dear Jesus, that we would walk in your very presence, dear God. Come and draw near. For your sake, for our good, we pray. In Jesus' name, bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Do it, O God.
Hallelujah.
Draw near, Lord. Come to us, Jesus. 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 Lord, we want to see, O God. We want to see today afresh. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see
Lord. If we were to ask this group, another group, which church in the book of Revelation would you like to belong to? Now, what would you say? You know the letters to the churches? Which is your favorite one? The one that does the best, huh? The Lord had a lot of good things to say about most of them. And then how about the worst one? It's probably the last one, Laodicea. It's in the third chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation is easy to find. It's the last book in the Bible. In case your Sunday school hasn't taught you the books of the Bible. That's important, you know. When you're a Christian for 50 years and you have to go to the index to find the book in the Bible, get saved. I mean, you stop me when I go too far. Draw the line. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. He says that to all of them. I know what you've been up to. I know how you lived. I know your lifestyle. And with some of them he was happy with, and this one he was not happy with. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Now, I know some of you folks like your tea lukewarm, and that's okay. It's a personal preference. Normally, I'm not trying to say you're not normal, but let me go back a sentence. If you have soup, you want it hot, usually. Unless it's, that stuff, Wishesoir or something, it's cold. And our coffee, we like hot, and our tea, and so on. Brother Bowers liked it lukewarm. Anyway, he was hot on fire for God, though. A man of God in the Canarsie Full Gospel Chapel before me. By the way, chapel refers to the church, not a funeral parlor. And I was tempted to change the name when I took over 50 years ago, but I didn't. Anyway, the Lord is there. I know your works, that you're neither cold or hot. I would that you were cold or hot. I would that you were either serving me with all your heart or just doing nothing. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. There's a strong rebuke here, and it doesn't just apply to the church at Laodicea. I've talked about these churches several times over the years, and sometimes the question is, well, which church, where does your church fit into? And I find that we fit in all of them. We all come short somewhere along the way. And the Lord is faithful to remind us. That's what we're getting at this morning. The Lord is merciful, and he stretches out a hand of forgiveness and deliverance. Praise the Lord. Because here was the excuse. You say, I'm rich, I've increased in goods, and have need of nothing. I am a saint. I go to pilgrim camp. Well, you couldn't go to a better place if you dumped out of Austria into the United States. That's where they dumped us here. And it's been a blessing, right, Brother Paul? It's been victorious. We could have done better, and I take this word to my own heart, I tell you, more than you all, and I thank God for his patience with us and his mercy. But he says, I got an answer for you. The Lord doesn't only point out our failures and our needs, but he gives us a solution. Praise the Lord. He says, I counsel thee. I like that. Buy of me gold tried in the fire, the real thing. Thou mayest be rich, white raiment, purity, holiness. I made the mistake of going to a dentist finally in February because a tooth cracked, because I like bacon. And I bought this stuff that has the hard pig skin yet, like a football. And when I fried it, it was stronger than the tooth. So I went to the dentist. Okay, already in carpentry, I would have put two holes in there and put some glue in there and fixed it. No, they had to pull it out. It took them 3 hours to pull it out. This tooth did not want to come out. So you know what they did? They take a piece of stuff, what they call engraft, and put it in the hole. I said, is that from a pig or a cow or a human being, whatever? I don't know what the material is they put in there. Maybe you've been there and you had this done to yourself. I know as I talk to people, oh yeah, I've been to the dentist and they do nice implants. They look good on the picture. Getting back to the gospel. White raiment. What a blessing. We have this motto this year in Canarsie, let thy garments be always white over the platform, and let your head lack no ointment. Praise the Lord. A fresh anointing we sing sometimes. White raiment thou mayest be clothed, that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. There is probably the last two verses here that I'm going to read are probably the most encouraging. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Isn't it nice of the Lord that he loves us anyway? Anyway, in spite of our failures and shortcomings. We have a German song that we sing something like, Ah, see, ich will anstatt mich zu denken ins Meer der Liebe mich versenken. Anybody understand German? I'll try to translate that loosely. Instead of thinking of myself, of my failures, or my successes, they'll both derail you from serving the Lord if you dwell on them. And the songwriter writes, instead of thinking about those who think I'm going to submerge myself into the ocean of the love of God. That's a safe place. Praise the Lord. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. We're fortunate that the Lord loves us. And then he says, be zealous therefore and repent. That instruction is also given to the churches, all of them. And my favorite verse is this 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. That's another thing that the Lord likes to anoint is these ears. We hear the same thing for years sometimes. But something's got to happen with the information that we hear. Otherwise, we're not growing in the Lord. And so we desire this morning the Lord's anointing, our eyes and our ears. Yeah. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. I'm accused at home about preaching about food all the time. And you know, when the Lord invites you to do lunch, you got it, you made it. That's what he does here. Imagine that, he wants to eat with this failing church. He wants to have fellowship with them. He wants to have fellowship with you and with me. Yes. Regardless of where we goofed and come short, this morning, the power of God is here for restoration, for indwelling, for anointing, for his fullness. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 105? In the white book, 105.
Thank you. I'm grateful for God's love, strong, and He never gives up.
Yes.
I was just thinking here this morning when I was a little shaver in Sunday school class. The Sunday school teacher gave an invitation when I was a knothead. I didn't accept it. I felt I couldn't deal with it. And through the years, from time to time, the Lord was speaking to me, and I was just too stubborn to listen. And I just want to give Him thanks this morning that I, for His not giving up on me and for loving me, measureless and strong.
Praise the Lord.
Holy precious Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Lord, you are faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you are
Hallelujah.
Faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Precious Jesus.
Hallelujah. Precious name. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are sacred.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Precious.
Thank you, Lord.
That will not let me go.
Actually wait and listen to how you are. I hate people that get up twice in meeting, but I have to continue. My dental story, you still wonder where is he going with that dentist? It's important. On the shelves there were dozens of little booklets titled Happiness. So I took one and I read it and I found it interesting, and everything in there was good. Moral tells you how to be happy, how to live to be happy. And of course, I know it's impossible to do what it says, but there was also a disclaimer about anything religious in this book. We wouldn't want to mention Jesus, of course, and anything religious. And the author didn't know that he mentioned three commandments from Exodus 20. He must have been ignorant of the Bible, but it's in there. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. It means living properly before your with your neighbors. Mm. By the way, someone said it would be easy to love your neighbor if he didn't live next door.
Right.
But, that's how it happens. But I said to her, she's the owner, the lady dentist, and a man and others, there are half a dozen dentists working in the office. Anyway, I said, you know, I have a better way. They found out, of course, that I'm a Christian and that I know something about the Bible, because I had mentioned, you know, this is from Exodus and so on. They said, you know, God gives us the power to do this. Mm-hmm. It's different. Mm-hmm. And God is more interested in our holiness than our happiness. Mm-hmm. So God bless you. Mm-hmm.